other host, Pesa Shayo.
And of course, this is the place where we believe that all the couples out there have a chance to stay together and be happy. Because mostly what we see in pop culture is a strong message to break apart and just look for someone better. But here, we just want to encourage you guys to stick together because it's totally worth it. Pesa and I have been together for 13 years and we have 4 children. So we definitely know what it's like to come out of the storm, but now we're happy and we just want to be a source of inspiration for everybody out there.
Oh yeah, every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling.
That's right. And if you guys want to connect with us, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shayo.
And I'm at Pesa Shayo.
Or you can like our Facebook page,
which is Live Your Best Marriage. Which is yep. Facebook.com/...
Yeah. Anyway, it's called Live Your Best Marriage.
Yes.
Or you can subscribe to the blog, which is liveyourbestmarriage.com.
Oh, yeah.
So, today I just wanted to ask you all a question. Do you remember that part of the Bible where they were wandering in the desert in the wilderness for 40 years?
Yes.
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 Pesa remembers.
Oh, I have to remember. I've heard about that for the last week. So, yes, I remember.
So, okay, well, needless to say,
there's no way I'm going to forget that.
That's what they've been talking about a lot at our church recently. And so I was like, well, how is it then for couples? Because I think definitely in our marriage, there are times when it feels like we're wandering through the desert when we know what we need to do, but we don't do it.
So what do you mean?
We keep arguing. We know we need to continue moving forward and just live our purpose, right? But instead, we just keep going back to the same old, same old.
As we call it, Dramaville.
Drama, yeah.
Yes.
Drama.
Yes.
Just the same, whatever. Like, sometimes it's petty. Sometimes it's just like an all-out war.
So basically, most of the time, it's you know that you love your spouse. You know that there's no really any need to fight. Mm-hmm. Or any need to complain or any need to have that argument. But there's something in you that just wants you to have the last word. There's something in you. There's a beast in you that just wants you to have the last word so that you don't lose that argument, right?
Because if you know you're right, you're right.
Yes. So...
So it just keeps going and going.
Going and going. And nobody wants to give up because you basically know that you're right and you want your point to be heard. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it takes a real spouse or a fake person. Actually, it takes a fake person to say, you know what? You know what? This is not worth it. Mm-hmm. I guess it takes a little bit of a fake person. It
takes a very, very strong individual to step up and say, you know what? Let's cut the
BS.
Let's cut the drama, mm-hmm. and let's move forward. Let's proceed together.
Yes, let's move.
On the same page.
On the same page. And I know what you said wasn't true. What you said wasn't true, and I really didn't mean to, but let's move on.
So this is what I'm wondering. If a couple finds themselves going through these cycles of arguments and disagreements, just not being on the same page at all, not liking each other, can you turn that off like a switch and change course? Or is this something that we need to do gradually? Over time,
I think you can turn it off like a switch, mm-hmm. because now I'm not saying it's easy to turn it off like a switch, but I've done that many mm-hmm. times. Where
do you want to guide us through it based on what happened in the It's Moses, right?
No,
because we were talking about it earlier, and I said Noah. I goofed.
No, it's Moses.
I totally goofed. It's and Moses. I was, like, in the wrong part of the Bible. Anyways.
It's Moses.
Do you want to, like, explain it according to... Just explain what happened to them?
So, basically, these guys were slaves in Egypt. So, they were the Israelites. So, they were slaves in Egypt, and God did his... just basically got them out of Egypt, and he's getting them to the promised land, which is Canaan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess according to the whole story, they were supposed to have taken 11 days to come from Egypt to this place called Canaan, which is the promised land flowing with milk and honey.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess at the moment where they were supposed to cross over to this land of Canaan, they choked and they started freaking out, thinking like, oh my goodness, we can't deal with this. Mm-hmm. These giants over there, and you can read that story in the Bible, but
so choked at a moment of destiny. When they were supposed to do the right thing.
Yes.
They were filled with so much doubt.
Yes.
And fear.
So they had the doubt and fear, and they did not cross over to this promised land. So just to cut the whole story short, for the next 40 years, they ended up just going around in this like desert for 40 years. Like I'm talking, not 40 days, I mean 40 years. Like for the longest time, they kept going around and around. And to the point where after 40 years, they were able to move in and go to this country, which is Canaan, which is basically like they were able to get success.
Mm-hmm.
So the issue comes when a couple, you can use that as an analogy, and a couple can be having it. Would you call that a fear of success?
I think it could be.
Yeah, so you can look at it from the point of it's a fear of success where they know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
They know they've been going to the right seminars. They have been reading the right books. They know that they should not be arguing. They know they basically know all the skills,
mm-hmm.
and they are blessed. They have healthy kids. They like everything is going well, but they are always finding a way to mess it up.
Right, and the whole point of this talk is for those of us who feel like we're in that place where we're just stuck.
Yes, you're stuck, and you feel like you have everything. You can check. All the boxes,
mm-hmm.
like God has blessed you, or you have a great spouse, you have great kids, like all the, you have great income, all the boxes you can check mm-hmm. them, but you just don't feel like you're living your purpose.
Right.
And it feels like every time you get a chance, you always know how to mess it up.
Right. And we always bring it back to marriage and say that if you want to go fast, go alone.
Yes.
If you want to go far, go together.
Yes.
And so the going together part sometimes is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Bible, Numbers chapter 14, verse 6 through 7, believing the report of the 10 doubters, the people lost heart and rebelled. And they started saying, if only we had died in Egypt or in this desert, why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? So basically what happened is God was promising all these amazing things to these people. Mm-hmm. And they were just so filled with fear that they could not move forward. They're like, oh, no, I think it would have been better if we had just died. And so when I put that...
And if you remember what was going on in Egypt, they were really in a lot of trouble. They were slaves and they were just getting... Every day they were just getting their... They were just in so much trouble every day. So actually leaving Egypt and going to Canaan was supposed to be a great thing.
Yes. But things were supposed to keep getting better and better.
But you are so used to the argument. You are so used to the drama. You are so used to the confusion. You are so used to the everything. And you're like, oh my goodness, I'm going to be living in a place where it's going to be drama free.
So when I read that verse, Numbers chapter 14, verse 6 and 7, it totally reminded me with my imagination of my marriage. I was like, oh my gosh, like we forgive each other, we'll have an argument or a disagreement about something. And Pesa, being the mature one, is always the one to proceed with moving forward. And then I'm the one who comes back and says, oh no, if only we had just died in Egypt. Like, I'm the one who
comes back. Okay, not back. Like really dying.
No, like, I'm the one who comes back and I'm like, oh no, if only he had not said that yesterday. If only he had not made me mad yesterday.
Yes.
Then we wouldn't be having this problem. But the whole point is for me to be able to just drop that and believe that things can actually get better.
Yes.
He's willing to move on. I need to be willing to move on. And so it's letting go of the drama that I struggle with.
Yes, letting go of the drama. And so that when you read some of these personal development books, they always bring up the issue of fear of success. It's like, somebody is so afraid of succeeding that they will make sure they do everything that they don't succeed. And it reminds me, this is actually just happened the other day. Whitney actually sometimes works for some local companies here managing their social media. So we created a video for a company here and a local business, and it was doing so well on. You want to tell them the story?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'll tell them. So the video was doing so well on Facebook. I mean, more than 500 views in less than...
just a few hours.
Yeah, in like less than 6 hours, it had more than 500 views. And then for some reason, so it was like trending and like trending in our little community here. And for some reason, can you tell them? Whitney decides that
I deleted it.
That there's something wrong with the video, and she decides to delete it. Now, I go for some event and I meet the owner of the company, and she's like, "Whoa, what happened? We love that video. Whitney was so great. I mean, that video was so awesome." But when we went to check it, so we can continue sharing it, it had been deleted. What happened? I pretended that I did not know what was going on, but I knew what had happened. But the funny thing is, the owner of the company told me, but thankfully, I had already downloaded the video into my phone, so I kept sharing it from there. Like, I kept like sending people text messages with the video. So to me, that came out as, we had not had that much success with our company, and for some reason Whitney was getting like that fear of success. What do you think?
So I didn't recognize it as that. I was just thinking like, okay, I don't like the way I appear. I don't like the way I look in this video, so I'm just gonna get rid of it. And they're done with it anyway, because it was just, the whole purpose was to help them promote an event they were having today at lunchtime. And so this morning I was like, you know what? They had the video most of the afternoon yesterday, so I'm just going to get rid of it. They don't need it anymore. And I didn't really view it as I'm holding myself back from success or whatever, like what Pesa is saying. But now that he's brought it up to me, I can definitely see, like, I can make that connection now.
Yes.
I can definitely see how I was holding myself back.
Yes. You are so used to some of these things not working. So when they work so quickly, you are like, what is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
And some folks and some marriages are so used to the argument and the fights and the confusion and the name calling, that the idea that they won't have it, it just sounds so foreign. And I'm sure there's a word for it, but it just sounds so like, this is not right.
Yeah, so pretty much, I guess I would say that my insecurities came up and just had to stop the whole thing.
And when you say your insecurities, what do you mean?
So, well, I don't know. I just didn't like the appearance of it. But I think that in a lot of cases, if we apply this to a marriage, I don't know, I guess there can be situations where your insecurities come up and you're like, well, I don't know, we better just slow down. Maybe things are moving too fast.
Yes.
So when it comes to success, I don't know, I guess that's...
And when we say success, I mean like having a great marriage.
Yeah.
Like coming home every day and...
Just
things
living.
You're just living like this great, exciting... Yeah.
Your purpose.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, whatever you think your purpose is, but we just want to let everyone know that you definitely do have a purpose.
Yes.
Every single one of you do. You are not here by accident. You're not here for no reason. And so if being with the person that you're married to and raising your kids or just whatever your situation may be, go ahead and just don't be afraid to live out your passion or your
passion,
your purpose. Don't be afraid to just take things to the next level. And because honestly, it can get better and better.
Yes.
But a lot of times it's really hard to see that.
No. Yeah. It's really hard to see that. And you know, sometimes it also depends on what you're used to. Yes. And what you're used to, although it might be to some folks crazy, to you it's basically it's home. That's the life you're used to. And it might be a lot of not only insecurities, but also a lot of there's a word for it, dysfunction. It might be a lot of dysfunction, but it might be what some couples are used to. And they just don't see how they can move past that. So how do you, what would you tell them in a way so they can be able to move past all the dysfunction and actually live their best marriage?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so my question was, can it be turned off like a switch? Or is it something that has to happen gradually? And it might be different for different people.
Yeah.
And you were saying that you've had situations where when you wanted to change your mind or change course, you did just turn it off like a switch.
Yeah.
You were able to change your mind very quickly, and that was that. So, and I
but
guess...
But you see, if you can change your mind. One person can change their mind.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it becomes an issue when you're dealing with two people because
mm-hmm.
the two of them have actually created an environment. One person says something, the other person knows what to say. It's like a back and forth. So one person might have changed, but the other one is still living in that world.
Mm-hmm.
So, so not only do you need to change, but you also need to help the other person.
Mm-hmm. So then it might be something that can gradually happen over time. If one spouse is able to kind of start turning the ship around and...
But the more you have been together, the harder. I don't...
And put it on a positive path. I mean, and this is for people who just feel like they're stuck. And this can even apply to someone who feels like they're just a few steps away from filing for divorce because they just don't see how it can get better from this point.
Yes.
So I guess if one spouse is able to start being more positive and... you know,
praying
and everything, then it might take a while for the other one. And I can totally see how you're dealing with two people, two very different people.
Yes.
And even if we have a lot in common, still, not everything will happen at the exact same time.
No, not both of you see the light at the same time.
So but going back to this, what happened in the Bible, the only thing God really wanted was for them to just believe that things could get better. That's basically what that whole story is. I mean, they just thought they were doomed.
Yes.
And they thought that it would just keep getting worse from that point on. So,
and it might be hard for people who suffer depression or anxiety, because
mm-hmm.
when you're depressed, you literally see how things won't work. And sometimes also it might be hard for somebody who has seen the quote-unquote light and sees, like, I want to change, and they are like, but the other person, the other spouse,
mm-hmm.
is not changing, and that because they believe in staying together, mm-hmm. it's actually driving them into this, like, just not only drama, but it also in like dealing with the cops and drug abuse and all that crap.
Even something as simple as feeling insecure, mm-hmm. that, or just having small doubts, that can really keep you guys on a negative path. For yes. example, if you don't really have a very high level of trust, mm-hmm. then the insecurities just can be overwhelming. And so that in itself could be enough to prevent someone from just having that faith that things are going to be okay.
Yes.
You know, we will stay together. We will continue loving one another. He's not going to leave, or she's not going to leave. Those types of things. So really just we want to be a source of encouragement. And honestly, I mean, we're not counselors. This is not counseling. But I honestly feel as though couples who are struggling are probably more likely to go to a counselor after listening to something like this.
Okay.
And the reason why I even bring that up is because everywhere we look around us, every movie, every song, every magazine, every novel, every just pop culture surrounds us all the time. The message we get from them is to go apart.
Yes.
Is to not stay together. So I just want to mention that, because I feel like this is something that it's a marriage ministry that actually encourages people to go ahead and try to look for solutions.
Yes.
At least try to make things better, but also just have faith that it will get better.
Yes. And the thing is, we are not here to sugarcoat that everything will be easy, because sometimes you might be in that desert and you're going around and around and things are not easy. And one person might be like, I really want to change. I want to get things better. But the other person does not. And it might take a while before the other person sees what you're talking about. And if you go by what the popular media is telling you, you won't be there. You won't stay, because it's like, I'm not going to waste my life with this person who doesn't see what I'm talking about. But sometimes you also have to look at it from the other side and say, hey, what if I needed help and my spouse just abandoned me?
Mm-hmm. And there can always be all kinds of trust issues. One person says, yes, I'm changing, I want to get better. But then the other person doesn't really see that happening. In the foreseeable future, they're like, okay, just yesterday you were like totally off. So what is this now you're telling me? You've changed. So it's like, okay, I don't really believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that can make it a lot harder.
Oh, yeah.
Just having to rebuild trust.
Trust,
because yes. that takes time.
Oh, yes.
So, but everything is a habit, though.
Yes.
It's just going to be something that changes with time. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess for some folks, you might be able to turn things around just like turning off a switch.
Yeah.
For others, it might be more of a gradual thing.
More of a gradual, yes.
So, folks.
I don't know.
we don't know. No. Folks, thanks again for listening. We are so excited to have you here. And I have been talking a lot recently about a video series that we've got coming up.
And this one we won't delete, right?
In September. I promise I won't delete it. It's going to be free. You'll be able to sign up for it on the blog or somewhere. Maybe Pesa will be able to have a place to sign up somewhere on
the internet.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know about SoundCloud. I don't know. But you will have access to it. And so I just wanted to remind you guys, that's something that I am just so totally.
So how many videos will I have?
So it's going to be a week long series. You will get one video in your email inbox each day of the series. And so it's just 1 week.
1 week, is it 5 days or 7 days?
Well, 7 days. And we'll be talking about just, we'll go back to basics pretty much regarding marriage. And so can't wait for that.
Cool. And I can't wait to video that because I know my wife is so excited. She's so excited about it. And I'm just looking forward to video that whole series. I see how she's been writing the script. And I just can't wait to do the videoing, folks. Until next time, don't forget to like and subscribe on iTunes. And just keep praying, and we'll talk to you guys later. Bye, and God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles? No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry, Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.